This week, justice ministers from the European Union will meet to discuss ways of eliminating a growing problem, the child sex industry. The slaying of four girls, including 2 8-year-olds, at the hands of a pedophile ring in Belgium has shed a gruesome light on this worldwide industry. From the steamy brothels of Bombay to the dingy train stations of Moscow, children are being kidnapped, cajoled, or sold into sex. This kind of exploitation is said to be the most serious in Asia. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled to the Philippines to examine one of the biggest havens for child sex.
As you listen to this broadcast, 750,000 children will be preparing to spend the evening performing sexual services for adults throughout Asia, some 60,000 of them in the Philippines. American GIs transformed Southeast Asia's age-old sex trade into big business in the 1970s. Today, Japanese, Taiwanese, and Chinese men join male tourists from Europe, Australia, and America in Manila night spots like this, buying young girls for the evening. G-string clad and crammed onto a cage-like stage, the girls sway and later snuggle up to easy conversation with the strangers who've come to survey them. A foreign woman in this male playground intrigues the girls, and they quickly unburden, telling me the pay is lousy, $7 a day, and the hours worse. None admits being under 18, though some look as young as 14. This is the sordid underside of Asia's economic boom.
Human sin and weakness has been there forever, so poverty is one reason. The lure of big money and quick money.
Father Shea Cullen runs a foundation in Subic Bay for sexually abused children.
Many children are abducted. They're maybe sold to nightclubs. We found a syndicate here bringing children to Okinawa.
So there are elaborate, sophisticated rings that are pushing children into prostitution here in the Philippines.
Correct, and many of them controlled by foreigners at that.
Hello?
The child flesh trade in Asia is a multi-billion dollar business, as more international travelers have discovered places like the Philippines with its sandy beaches and lax law enforcement. Sex tourism has exploded. An estimated 250,000 sex tourists from Western countries alone head to Asia. The group that first spearheaded the campaign, End Child Prostitution in Asian Tourism as it's known, says the Philippines' headlong rush into economic development has put its children in harm's way. ECPAC National Coordinator Dolores El Forte.
The tourism industry is considered as one of the pillars of the Philippine economy, meaning we do believe that the aggressive campaign of the government definitely promote the country to attract foreign investment and somehow has also attracted pedophiles and sex perverts.
To make the point, El Forte reaches into a drawer and pulls out a file she says compelled her to act. In it, a Japanese pornographic travel magazine advertising vacations with young Filipinas.
Lolita girls in the Philippines.
Lolita in the Philippines. She's 14 years old. This one has a machine gun. Doesn't she look like she's about 4?
Japan has officially banned sex tours, but El Forte says they continue. Here, ages and addresses are listed for girls in a beach resort popular with Japanese tourists. Fear of AIDS has accelerated child prostitution on the notion younger sex is safer. But because the flesh of children tears easily, they are actually more susceptible to sexually transmitted disease. Dolores El Forte says myths about the rejuvenative powers of young girls are also endangering children.
The Chinese businessmen, most of the time, they're looking for young girls, especially virgins, because they do believe that using virgins can make them more younger. That's a myth, actually.
No group is more vulnerable than the estimated 1.5 million children who live on the streets of Philippine cities. Edward Barone was 12 when he was befriended by a foreigner in Manila, treated to new clothes and the trappings of a five-star hotel playroom.
And he said, "Oh, it's very nice if you bring also your friend, no?" So we go inside his room. "You have a bed. In our house, there is no bed." He said that, "Okay, you can take a bath, no?" And we go there and we take off our clothes. And then we say that, "Oh, it's more swimming pool." "Okay, I will make you some photos for remembrance."
Oh, he's going to make pictures. He's going to take pictures.
Yeah, yeah. He said it's play, no? So we pose, a lot of pose. We pose on the bed. He joined us, and he's already undressed, no? There's no clothes on his body.
Attorney Mamerto Espartero says pedophiles like this are also becoming prolific producers of pornography.
Aside from enjoying the sexual acts with these children, he is also making money by selling these films abroad.
Espartero heads up the National Bureau of Investigation's Anti-Child Abuse Division. In a nation of 30% underemployment, he says, the robust sex trade has Filipino parents prostituting their own children and girls denouncing the raids his office stages to rescue them.
We are depriving them of their livelihood, means of livelihood.
So the children are angry at you?
Yes. Because they said we are earning something. Yeah. We do not steal, we do not kill, we use our own blood to earn this. But now you're depriving us from a means of earning something.
Espartero says the girls and their parents are not the only ones turned by tourist dollars.
Some of our law enforcement agencies are involved, or law enforcement officers are involved in the syndicate that recruit children from the provinces and bring them here in the urban areas to become prostitutes. It's corruption.
They are our state children.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Nick Ariola sees the corruption every day as the head of a center that cares for Manila street children. On a midnight tour, he shows me a notorious district of young pimps, paid-off police, and child prostitutes, all in the shadow of one of the city's landmark churches. In this devoutly Catholic country, the only one in Asia, the church plays a significant role in shaping attitudes on issues related to sex. Some suggest the church has deepened the problem of child sexual exploitation when taboos about sex force families to deny sexual abuse is occurring. Experts point out that most child prostitutes were once sexually abused at home, victims of incest. At a recent bishops' conference in Manila, church leaders discussed the scourge of child sex.
I see this as one of the worst abuses happening today. And this is evil, real evil. This is sin.
Cardinal Sin, the Archbishop of Manila, however, maintains the church can only be a moral force, not a policeman, which may explain why children can be procured in front of Malate Church with impunity. I ask Cardinal Sin whether the church is alarmed by a population explosion underway in the Philippines that risks pushing more children into prostitution.
Each one of us has a quality of life. One is rich, another is not. But even if you are not rich, you are happy in that state.
Seeing justice done may be more satisfying. Foreign offenders who once slipped the system by simply paying families off are now facing stiff sentences for the first time under new laws being enacted throughout Asia. This summer, Philippine courts convicted and sentenced an Australian and a Briton to 17 years each for sexually molesting Filipino children. Father Shea Cullen.
By prosecution, we're turning the tables. We hope and work for maybe a return to virtue.
While a return to virtue may be remote, the recent court cases have begun to challenge the Philippines' image as a haven for child sex. This is Julie McCarthy.